Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Now your class speaker, Sharpen Herbicide.
Wow, thanks everyone. What a ride it's been. Dominant performance in desiccation and weed management. Rapid dry down and defoliation while reducing regrowth. Years of efficiency. And whatever our future fields hold, we'll always deliver that same premium harvest aid.
Sharpen Herbicide, everyone. Your top harvest aid performer in any field. Always read and follow label directions.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, we've seen ups and downs in the commodity prices over the last few months. OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson says this week has been a down week.
When you look at the wheat prices early this week, they were down a dime. Cash price around $6.70. You can forward contract for 22 harvest delivery for $6.75. Corn was down a quarter. If you go back to mid-June, corn's dropped 90 cents in the market. You forward contract corn now for about $5.15. Soybeans early this week were down 40 cents. They're down $1.80 from mid-June. Forward contract price around $12.15.
Anderson says the hurricane will also be having an impact on prices.
Well, of course, the hurricane, and there's speculation, what's it doing to our bean and corn crops? I don't think there's much impact there. On wheat, there may be a head and shoulders top. That's a figure. If we break that head and shoulders, we could drop 50 cents off. So the market's watching that pretty close. Both Pro Farmer and Allendale came out with surveys, and both had corn and soybean production slightly higher than USDA. And I think that's the reason for some of those lower prices. Of course, we're watching China and Mexico. What's going on there?
And what about the fundamentals?
Wheat, you look at the United States. Ending stocks, I think that tells us most everything we need to know. 627 million bushels compared to 844 last year, compared to 1 billion a year before. Hard red winter wheat, 346 million bushels this year, 426 last year, 506 the year before that. The world, 10.3 billion bushels, last year 10.6, the year before that 10.9, all going down. I think that's good for wheat prices.
What about corn?
You look at the situation for corn, you look at the production and exports slightly lower than past years. You look at corn production, 14.6 billion bushel. That's up from 14.2 last year. You look at ending stocks, 12.42 billion bushels, up from 1.1. So slightly higher corn stocks. You can right now forward contract corn for around $5.75.
And how about soybeans?
Beans, remember, the Pro Farmer and the Allendale, higher production than USDA, but you're looking at a record 4.4 billion bushel production by USDA. That's up from 4.1. Ending stocks, though, at 155 million bushel. The five-year average is 467. Tight, tight stocks. The world on soybeans, 14.1 billion bushel. That's a record. Ending stocks at 3.5. That's slightly lower than last year.
To hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, Sunup, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.